Hello everyone, welcome back to Papo Fluente podcast. In today's episode, I'm gonna talk about why I believe it's impossible to become fluent in English in just 3 months, right? As you all know, English is a widely spoken language around the world, right? And many people aspire to become fluent in English. However, achieving fluency is something that is not so easy. It takes time, dedication, effort. So we are going to talk about why I believe it's impossible to become fluent in English in just 3 months. And I'm going to give you 5 reasons to believe that. So the first reason is vocabulary. Right? English has a vast vocabulary, many words. Takes time to learn enough words to achieve fluency. And not only that, you can memorize a bunch of words, but if they don't make sense in a sentence or in the context you want to use them, it doesn't matter how many words you know. And that's why grammar is another reason. English has a complex grammar system. Of course, for us, and when I say us, like Portuguese native speakers, which is my case, and I believe it's your case, maybe, the Portuguese grammar is not simple, and if we compare Portuguese grammar to English grammar, I would say English grammar it's simpler, but it's not easy, right? And if you want to master grammar, it takes time. Some people say grammar doesn't matter. Okay, if you believe that, it's all good, no problem. But as far as I know, and as far as I experienced myself, I believe grammar is important. The third reason, it's pronunciation. So correct pronunciation is essential for clear communication. And don't get confused here. I'm not talking about accent. I'm not talking about the way your native language affects the way you speak English. That's not the point. I'm talking about pronouncing words properly. And there are many accepted pronunciations for words, right? We can pronounce words, we can pronounce the same word in different ways, right? And they are all correct in terms of pronunciation. But I always give the example of, let's say, English speaker learning Portuguese. If this person says, ela é bonito, there is a pronunciation mistake here, okay? We understand, but we got the idea, but the pronunciation is wrong. This is just a minor, it's something that won't affect understanding, like, in a conversation. There are, of course, other examples that can state it better, the idea I'm trying to say here, but you got it, right? Pronunciation matters. The fourth reason is the cultural context. Because English is spoken in many countries, different countries. And those countries, they have different cultural aspects, right? So depending on where you are speaking English, you have to pay attention to those cultural aspects, right? I know here in Canada, there are some aspects that must be considered when you speak English or French. While in South Africa, there are different cultural aspects that must be considered as well. Same example for England, Australia, the US, Jamaica, different countries, different cultural contests, right? And finally, we have practice. So let's say you spend 20 hours a day practicing English because you want to be fluent so bad and you believe you can achieve fluency in 3 months. So you sleep for 2 hours, you take a shower for 10 minutes, you have all your meals under 10 minutes. And you sleep 4 hours and then you end up having 19, almost 20 hours to study English every single day. That's not reasonable, right? That example doesn't apply to real life. So most people are busy making a living, working, studying different subjects, spending time with friends and family. So how are you gonna spend this great amount of time every day just to practice English? That's impossible. I always tell my students, be consistent. And if being consistent translates to practicing 15 minutes every day, that's fine. That's all you can do. Control the controllables. You're good. You're better than most people out there. Because what I see is that people have a hard time being consistent. And if you spend a little amount of time, but you do that every day and you practice English every single day, you will become fluent for sure. But it's gonna take time. All right? So, just to make a long story short, as we discussed, many people aspire to become fluent. However, achieving fluency is not easy. It takes time, dedication, consistent effort. It's not something that happens overnight in 3 months. Okay? So we need to consider all those five aspects that I mentioned in this podcast. Let's recap. Vocabulary, grammar, pronunciation, cultural context, and practice. Okay? That's why I believe it's not possible to become fluent in 3 months. If you like this episode, don't forget to hit the like button, share with your friends, leave a comment if you want, suggestion, constructive criticism. I'll take that for sure. And thanks for your time and patience listening to this podcast. Have a good day, and I talk soon. Bye.